שלום לכל החברים ולכל החברות, אנחנו
שוב. Hello to all the friends, we meet again here to read together in the study of the Ten Sefirot. We are studying and we're remembering that the most important thing that we want to study is to study together. So let's do that. We are in Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation.
בפרק ד' באות.
We are in chapter 4, item number 2. Let's start, but before we will start, we will hear Rav that will prepare us for our reading. Rav, with respect to the clothing of the lights in the vessels, the created being is opposite to the Creator. In what is the opposite? In the Creator, there is something that doesn't exist in the Creator. Ratzon lekabel, will to receive. And the created being cannot do anything but something with his will to receive. That's what he has. So what is he doing? He's saying, I'm going to work with the will to receive in a way that I will be able to bestow through it. Why? Because there is the Creator, he loves me, there is love. Because it has love, ava, how much that he enjoys, he will enjoy. So how much can I enjoy so that he will enjoy? That is my calculation, meaning I can feel it within me, pleasure, only if this pleasure causes him pleasure. This calculation is being made in the Rosh, the head of the Pertsuf, and this calculation is based on two opposite things. On the one hand, the calculation is with respect to bestowing to the Creator. On the other hand, the calculation is with respect to the vessels of reception of the created being. Reader, yes, so we heard about love. There is love, the Creator loves me, but I want to feel the pleasure only if I cause him pleasure. So we had a dramatic entrance, and we will start now with the reading. So we are again, Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation, Chapter 4. Item number 2. However, we must know that any expansion of upper light for a coupling by striking by the order of degrees of the five phases of coarseness in the above screen, although there are 100 sefirot in every expansion, which are 10 sefirot lengthwise and 10 sefirot thickwise, it is still regarded as only one sefira, named after the highest sefira in it. If the highest one is Keter, they are all called Keter. If its level is the Sefira of Chokhmah, they are all called Chokhmah. And so on, similarly. Item number 3. Thus, these five levels that emerge because of the refinement of the screen, one above the other, from the level of Keter to the level of Malchut, are regarded as merely five Sefirot, Kachab Tum. Although each of the levels has 10 Sefirot lengthwise and 10 Sefirot thickwise, still, because all these 100 Sefirot are on the same level, they are regarded as a single Sefira named after the highest one. We will now watch a video of Rav that where he speaks about how the Partsuf is named after the highest Sefira, Rav. We see here that the language is short, the same names, even Partsuf, great Partsuf that has all the Sfirot, we say Partsuf Chochmah, Partsuf Bina, but it starts from Keter, yes, but his entire altitude reaches to Chochmah or to Bina. And that's why we call the highest Sfira in his essence, we name according to the name of that Sfira. Not to be confused, the Partsuf can be of Zeiranpin, but he has 10 Sfirot. It couldn't be less than 10 Sfirot. So we need to understand that once we call it by the name, the Sfirot in the Sfirot itself, and sometimes we call it the degree of the Sfirot, or lengthwise, or thickwise. So we need to see what are we speaking about. Not just according to the name to determine that it is, that's it. That is the Partsuf, that is the Sfira. So we need to pay attention what the names refer to, lengthwise, thickwise, what exactly are we speaking about. This is what we just heard. So we continue with our reading to item number 4. You can therefore see the great difference between the 10 Sfirot of equal level and the 10 Sfirot, one above the other. The 10 Sfirot of equal level emerge from a single coupling by striking and are all regarded as a single Sfira. However, the 10 Sfirot Kachabtum emerging one above the other emerge by 5 couplings of striking because the screen is refined gradually from phase 4 to phase 3 and so on up to the root. Each of them contains 10 Sfirot lengthwise and 10 Sfirot thickwise as an even level. Hence, these 5 levels are regarded merely as Kachab Tum, one above the other, named after the highest Sfirot in these 5 levels.
Sfirot ha'elyonot shebehei akomot halalu. V'hine nitba'er.
Thus we have explained the great differences between the 5 kinds of 10 Sfirot, namely the 10 Sfirot of direct light as they are in and of themselves, the 10 Sfirot of direct light and reflected light, whose level is equal, the 10 Sfirot of Naran Chai, the 10 Sfirot Shangela, and the 10 Sfirot, one above the other. So now we will watch another video of Rav. That will explain to us how the Sfirot receive different shapes by the reflected light. Please, Rav. All kinds of types of 10 Sfirot, it is always 10, but according to what they are, we name them differently. Here is Shangela. If we're speaking about Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal, or it's 10 Sfirot of direct light, 10 Sfirot of reflected light, or 10 Sfirot above that, 10 Sfirot that emerge from its coupling by striking, 10 Sfirot that one above the other, in the graduate correction that we do. So we have 10 Sfirot of Malchut, Zeranpin, Bina, Chokma, they grow. There is 10 Sfirot of Ibur, Yanika, Mochin, but there are always 10 Sfirot, but their shapes they are determined by the reflected light, by the attitude of the created being to those influences that come from the Creator. And the influences are always complete, and the created being reveals in them five discernments with his screen, reflected light. So the shapes of the Sefirot is determined by the attitude of the created being. So we reach now chapter 5, explains the ten Sefirot of Rosh and Toch emerging one below the other. That's the headline of chapter 5. Now we will start in item number 1. Now we shall explain the ten Sefirot that emerge one below the other, which are five Partsufim, Arichanpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukva. We shall first explain the difference between a Sefira and a Partsuf, which is indeed a great difference. A Sefira is either a single phase of direct light or ten Sefirot clothed in reflected light at an equal level. A Partsuf, however, is a complete degree, which is complete in and of itself, as complete vessels and as the siyum of the degree. Thus, each Partsuf must have three specific phases of ten Sefirot. Ten Sefirot of Rosh, ten Sefirot of Toch, and ten Sefirot of Sof.
ועשר ספירות של סוף, כמו שמתבאר לפנינו. אז אחרי שקראנו עכשיו את אות א',
so after we read now item number 1, we will watch another video of Rav, well, that will explain to us about Rosh, Toch, and Sof. Please, Rav. Meaning, what is Rosh, Toch, Sof? Rosh is the decision, how much to receive in order to bestow, how much the Partsuf is able, the desire. That includes within it 10 Sefirot, meaning he reveals all the desires that are within him. With the revelation of the Creator that is in front of them, just like the landlord with the guest. So then how much that he is able to be above his will to receive, to be in equivalence of form with the landlord, and he makes a calculation for that, a decision in the head. What does that mean? There's no rosh, no head. But before I use this practically, that I feel them and I enjoy them. Besides that, there's nothing to do with the desire. Either to use them by filling them up and enjoying them, or I increase them. And also fills them and enjoys in them, but in a different way, meaning not from reception, but from equivalence of form, from chasadim and not from chokhmah. So to speak. So, but there is no usage of the will to receive besides to fill it up and to enjoy in it. But the question is, with what intention that belongs to the desire am I using? And the calculation is only for the intention. How much can I be adhered to my intention, to the Creator, that everything that I do will cause him contentment, bestowing to others, like we say? So now I see how much from my desires I can join to thy intentions. From the small one to the large one, this and this and this, and more than that I can do. If the next desire joins, I lose the intentions to the Creator. I'm not living in it, I'm living inside myself. So there, That's the limit that he did the calculation, and after that he can receive in all those desires that he made the calculation that he can, and then he stays in those pleasures to make contentment to the Creator. That's called love of others.
Yes?
And those degrees that he's unable, he enjoys them in them, that he limits them, and in addition with the Creator, but not in addition in fact that he enjoys in them, and by that he has a giving to the other, to the Creator, but by limiting them. And this is for the timing how he can hit the Creator. That is called the Sof of the Potsuf. So Ei Pertsuf is divided into Rosh Toch and Sof Reader. So also the desires that we are unable to bestow, in fact, we enjoy by limiting them, restricting them, and in that we express our adhesion to the Creator. And we are continuing to item number 2. We remind to those who joined us that we are in Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation, Chapter 4. Sorry, that's Chapter 5 now. Now we're in item number 2. The headline is the reflected light that rises from the coupling by striking from below upward is but roots for vessels and not complete vessels. They are 10 sefirot of Rosh. Item number 2. The issue of the Partsuf has been explained here in the words of the Ari. But in order to understand it thoroughly, I must elaborate here. You already know that from downward, Malchut stopped being a vessel for reception of the light of Ein Sof. Instead, the reflected light that rises from her becomes the vessel of reception. It has also been explained that the reflected light that rises from Malchut upward is not regarded as complete vessels of reception, but are only regarded as roots for the vessels. It is so because the force of the screen and the coarseness in the vessel of Malchut cannot rise from the place of Malchut upward even a bit. Only afterwards, when the reflected light descends and expands the vessel of Malchut into 10 thought from her and within her, from above downward, are the vessels completed. Study it there, for here is not the place to elaborate.
להאריך כאן. אז מהו האור החוזר הזה? בדיוק עכשיו.
So what is this reflected light? We will watch Rav explain about it. Now, Rav. First of all, what is reflected light? What does that mean, reflected light?
יש רק אור אחד שבא מהבורא.
What reflected light is there? There is only one light that comes from the Creator. He is the source of the light.
והנברא הוא יש מאין.
And the created being is existing from absence. What light, how can this material be illuminating? But the intention is to make contentment to the other, although the will to receive, the will to enjoy on his own, this opposite intention that the created being attains, that is actually the reflected light. That is his light. And this intention, that is the levush, the clothing on the intention that he has. This intention, it pleases the Creator. That's why it is called the light of the created being, that the created being sends a light to the creator. I'm not sending anything. I can only enjoy or not to enjoy. But if not to enjoy, then that's also, that's a problem. How can I feel myself? How am I sorry? What do I do? But the will to receive is only a desire that you can only fill him in. There's no other action that you can do with it. And the intention, why am I enjoying for? That is actually the solution, that, which by the intention, by it, I can determine the way of my I act. So the intention, that is called a reflected light. I enjoy in order to enjoy him. How come I use his love to me? He loves me. I want him to enjoy. It's pleasure. It's nice for him that I enjoy. So I want to enjoy because it will please him. And that is called my reflected light. That's it. The attitude towards the pleasure that I receive, that by the pleasure that I receive, I address the source of the pleasure, to the landlord, the creator. That is called reflected light. Look at these matters in a simple way. Technically, will to receive that is created exists from absence. He can't do nothing but enjoy in every action. But before he reveals who loves him, then he can start using his nature and the will to receive in a way, in a special way, in a particular way, for the landlord.
Reader.
So we heard how to use our nature in a special way to connect to the source, to the landlord. And we continue with our reading. We are in item number 3. The headline is, the reflected light that expands from Malchut downward makes the vessels for the Toch of the Potsof. Item number 3. According to the above, it is thoroughly understood that the 10 Sfirot must first expand for a coupling by striking in order to rise, to raise 10 sfirot of reflected light, to clothe the direct light as roots for the vessels. These 10 sfirot, clothed by the reflected light that rises from below upward, are called 10 sfirot of Rosh. It means that they are the beginning for the vessels, meaning only roots. To complete the vessels, the reflected light must descend and expand from Malchut downward, with the entire level of direct light that clothed the Rosh from Malchut upward. It is by the expansion that the vessels are made and completed. This expansion is called Guf, or the Toch of the Partsuf, as the Ari explained.
So
what actually do we add to the will to receive, to our will to receive the original one? Let's hear Rav. There are additions to the original will to receive that we attain these additions, all of them from the Creator. We don't have any inclination to that.
And
all the calculations are being made upon the original will to receive, but the forces come from the Creator. Part of the forces are revealed by themselves, like suddenly the landlord stands next to the table and then I have this sensation of shame. And part of the forces come when I demand, like raising man, meaning additional forces that are, that come above the will to receive that I can act, and then these forces appear. And eventually, all in all, they are called a screen and reflected light. Screen, that is a shield, where I where I'm found safe from my will to receive, that is not going to jump on me. And the reflected light is called, how much did I receive, will to receive, I can add it to the screen, to bestowing to others. That the pleasure within me, it will be only to make a pleasure to others. So, reader, the pleasure in me, it will be used to cause pleasure to others. We are now in item number 4. The headline is, the 10 Sefirot of Rosh are called a look, and the 10 Sefirot of Toch are called the expansion.
Malchut de Rosh.
Malchut of the Rosh is called Peh, and Malchut of the Guf is called Tabur. Item number 4. Now we have thoroughly clarified the necessity for the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh and the 10 Sefirot of the Guf, which must be in every Pertsuf, since we first need a coupling by striking in order to reveal the reflected light as 10 Sefirot. That are the roots for the vessels. When they expand from Malchut downward, the 10 Sefirot emerge as complete vessels called Guf or 10 Sefirot of Toch. You should also know that the Ari refers to the coupling by striking that raises the reflected light from Malchut upward as 10 Sefirot of Rosh as a look. The Ari calls the 10 Sefirot of the Guf that descend from Malchut of Rosh downward as expansion. You should also know that Malchut of the Rosh is called Peh, and Malchut of the Guf is called Tabur, or Malchut of the Rosh, and remember this. So, we have one last video, let's watch it. Look is already a connection. Rav, a look is prior to everything. It's from below upward when it comes reflected light that takes 10 Sefirot of direct light, 10 Sefirot of reflected light. How they clothe? Who am I with business here? The importance of the goal, the connection with the giver. How can I return to him, give him something? This look is the connection. The decision, what kind of a connection should take place, still needs to take to be. But this look that we have from within the Partsuf, and then later there is a second look. A second look that is already from the Tabu upward. What is the difference? The difference is simple. Before the action and after the action, it's a great difference, because in that a person finds discernments for his will to receive, how he is filled with pleasures, how alongside with that there is giving to the Creator cloth. What pleasure does it give to him? How much does it raise him to the degree of the giver, of the Creator, to equivalence of form? Meaning this process of the expansion of the light and his departure that makes the vessel. Reader, so this is it. We finish here in this point of the expansion of the light and its departure makes the vessel. So thank you for being together in the reading of the study of Ten Sfiot. We say goodbye here. We are waiting for the reading of the Zohar. And until next